Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. Or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines: LCC uncovers illegal BSCOM. Rise in cholera cases blamed on government. In international headlines, Guinea reaches final day of referendum campaign with opposition missing. And in sports, Zambian referees get CAF Champions League appointments. And now the news in detail. Members of the public have called on the government to reconsider the power export deals it has with other nations, as it will cost the lives of Zambians. One of the residents identified as Apostle Mapalo has stated that cholera cases have already started rising in the country as most compounds do not have water due to load shedding. He has lamented that most peri-urban areas have flushable toilets which require water to function, but residents of these compounds hardly have water, leading to unhygienic practices causing diseases like cholera.
The solution is with the government. There is no water because of this. Now people, they are using a fresh toilet. Like kunwamesha abantu batapa 01. Kukonse ukukufeni bantu wangono wango sewenze sama toilet. Mwene muja vazula. Waimbekeza manzi ya kabwela. Ndepe wazabo watiremu ya kabwela marai. Is it not caused by the government? Kujaku Namibia bacho seko 100 megawatt. Kujaku Botswana bacho seko 200 megawatt. Konsoko washikisha bacho seko ma megawatt batipa. Kizikana na malai 24 hours. So that kore ila wantu basa sire kufa. Ni zesko ya leta kore ila manzi kuhibe watu swata pa manzi. Wantu wata pa manzi mufimi koti vova doti. Why? Because zesko sipasa wantu malai kutu wapo mpapa mpinye manzi.
And another citizen identified as Mr. Silas has stated that the rise in cholera cases is due to the poor planning by the government.
Cholera in Gauke because of poor planning of Zesco. People have got no water. I was at in Mtendere. If people are staying, they have got flushable toilets. And after Mtendere, I'm saying, they said they should demolish Petra Tins. But because of the poor planning of the government, they want to go but the people in the offices, they want to go and go to Akainde. Look at yesterday, they were launching my ambulances. Antonio General and Akainde is working. But the people that have surrounded Akainde, they are not good people. Tell the Zesco to start working, please. Brother Silas has said Zesco should start working. Let them wake up from some. A young man here in Livingston is crying because of the four machines that of which they have bent for him. They cannot even manage to buy him one.
Government has called for stronger stakeholder engagement and inclusive partnerships with civil society organizations in the country. Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama has since encouraged civil society organizations to actively participate in district and provincial developmental coordinating committees, noting that there is no legal barrier to their membership and that their involvement strengthens collaboration. Ms. Chinama urged stakeholders to request access to project documents and budgets to ensure transparency, accountability, and proper interrogation of activities into local development plans. This came to light in a speech delivered on her behalf by Luapula Province Acting Deputy Permanent Secretary Ivan Sikabuba.
Allow me to thank European Union, people in need, and the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, abbreviated as JCTR. We are grateful that your support reaches beyond Lusaka and into provinces like Luapula. Mwabongeni.
Meanwhile, European Union delegation to Zambia and COMESA Program Manager for Governance and Social Sectors, Njira Mtonga, described civil society as the eye and ear on the ground closest to communities and vital in identifying priority issues.
We believe so much in the power and presence of civil society because we know that civil society is the eye and the ear on the ground. You are the ones who are so close to communities, you live with them, you discuss and engage on issues with them on a daily basis, and through your conversations with them, you are able to pick out what is so salient, what is so important, and priority issues. We are able to itemize them and bring them to the attention of the duty bearers.
Now, the Lusaka City Council, LCC, has seized over 100 bottles of locally brewed beer, popularly known as Kachasu, during a joint operation conducted in the Central Business District, CBD, by Council Police and State Police. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the investigations revealed that the illicit alcohol was concealed in Mojo energy drink bottles in an attempt to evade law enforcement and was being illegally sold within the CBD. Ms. Mwamba says the numerous instances were uncovered of beer being sold in small sachets, locally referred to as Tujili Jili, also disguised in Mojo energy drink packaging. She says the products were being distributed around Kulima Tower Bus Station and Freedom Way under the guise of selling Mojo energy drinks.
Also, numerous instances were uncovered of beer being sold in small sachets, locally referred to as Tujili Jili, and also disguised in Mojo energy drink packaging. These products were being distributed around Kolima Tower Bus Station and Freedom Way under the guise of selling Mojo energy drinks. The illegal sale of alcohol poses serious health risks and contravenes the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011, which prohibits the sale of alcohol or liquor in the Central Business District, bus stations, and markets.
Chief Unsandwe of the Nsenga people of Petauke district in Eastern Province has lashed out at women in the tendency of teaching young girls how to take care of a man sexually during puberty, saying the practice is encouraging girls to engage in illicit sex that is resulting in unwanted teenage marriages and pregnancies in his chiefdom. Sonis reports that Chief Unsandwe described as unfortunate the situation where six pupils are said to have fallen pregnant at Lusandwa Primary School this year alone, attributing it to negative initiation ceremonies usually conducted by women. The traditional leader noted that the practice threatens the future of the younger generation. And Chief Unsandwe further noted that some cultural practices contribute to early marriages, stressing that girls should not be taught how to take care of a man, but rather the consequences of engaging in premarital sex, among other vices. The traditional leader warned that those found promoting such harmful practices will be punished severely. Meanwhile, Lusangazi District Commissioner Margaret Zulu expressed concern that many girls were being defiled in their own homes by people who are supposed to protect them. Ms. Zulu says the vice is deeply troubling to the government as it is forcing children to become parents while still young and making it difficult for them to continue with their education. The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, has urged the government to establish an independent judiciary that delivers fair and appropriate sentences, particularly for high-level corruption.